Hello, everybody. I'm Sarah Intonato, and today we're talking about a really vital concept on the path of spiritual growth, on the path of yoga, and that's the element of readiness. You have to be ready when you want to make changes in your life. And let's take this a step further, because if you study yoga philosophy or the Yoga Sutra, this is the first word in the first sutra. Atta Yoganushasanam. Atta means ready. It means now, actually, with the connotation of readiness. Now that you're ready to embark upon a spiritual path, the path will show itself in front of you. Now that you're ready, a teacher will appear. But there's also that element of reminding us we can't make changes until we're ready. And this is a really vital element, because everybody at some point has tried to make a change in their life, even a really great change, and have it not go well, have it not be successful. And sometimes when we try this and it's not working out, it's very easy for us to wonder what's wrong with us, wonder why we can't follow the strategy that we created to make these changes. And it can really make us feel hopeless, like we're never going to make the change that we want. And it doesn't matter whether the change you want to make is quitting smoking, eating better, starting a yoga practice, etc. If you're trying and trying and things are not clicking, you might have to give yourself a break and just say, you know what, I'm not ready yet. When I'm ready, this will click. And the Yoga Sutra teaches us that too, which is amazing. It reminds us that when we're ready and we're really on the path and doing the work, change is inevitable. It's actually guaranteed to happen, but only when we're doing the work. And a really great example from my own life of this is my meditation practice. I already had a few years of yoga under my belt. I had a couple trips to India under my belt, and I was about 25 years old and starting to meditate daily, or trying to at least. And it was not going well. I would sit down on my meditation cushion and feel totally emotionally overwhelmed. My mind was all over the place. I just started to tell myself this story that I was not good enough to be a meditator. I was not cut out for it. And I could have just let that go on and on until one day it occurred to me to ask for help. And so I sought out the help of a teacher. And it wasn't until I was ready to ask for a teacher's help that I became a disciplined meditation practitioner. And the irony is that I could have asked for help from the beginning. It's not like that was something that was forbidden to me, but it didn't occur to me to, because I just was not ready yet. And if you've ever been struggling with addiction to anything, alcohol or food, if you've ever wanted to keep going on that path and it's been challenging, you might just not be ready. And unfortunately, many of us have had that experience of trying to make positive change, struggling with it, and having to stop and start a few times, and not until the third or fourth try does it actually click. And that's totally okay. And often we tell ourselves that it's not okay and that there's something wrong with us, when really we might just not be ready yet. And that's all right. And you know this is true if you ever tried to take a family member or a friend to yoga, if you're already clicked in the yoga path, because it doesn't matter if they enjoy the class. It doesn't matter if they go kicking and screaming. If they're not ready to commit, they're not going to commit and take it on as their own path yet. And that's because they're not ready. It would be like trying to pry the alcohol out of an alcoholic's hand. When that person is ready, they will let it go. They will make that change. Until that time, you just have to wait and let them be ready on their own. But if you're ready for the next step, make the change now. Keep on this page. I'm going to be dropping a lot of great free resources in here this week, and I'm excited to share them with you. I think they'll help you on your path. And then this spring, I'm launching a fabulous online course called From Your Mat Into the World: How Ancient Wisdom Can Help You Achieve Anything You Want in Life. And it doesn't matter if you're trying to achieve a personal goal, a corporate goal, a financial goal. It doesn't matter if you're struggling or wanting to just take the next step with more ease and more joy and alignment. This is the course for you, and this is the place for you to be. So I'm happy to help. Stay tuned, and you can always find me over at my website, sarayoga.com. Have a great day. Namaste.